So here are the readings for Mass today. This is Sunday, the third Sunday of Easter. And what jumped out at me was the second reading, which came from the Book of Revelation, as did last week's. This is Revelation 5. And of course, in Revelation 5, earlier in that chapter, 5:3, I believe it is, or maybe 5:8, we see the elders in heaven presenting the prayers of the saints on earth as incense to God. And this has served as a Catholic as one of the many different places in Scripture we see clear evidence of the saints offering our prayers to God in heaven. Like, literally, this is explicitly in Scripture. Now, some people will come back and rebut this, and they'll say, well, you're ascribing to the saints the power of God. You're saying that they're omniscient because, you know, there's a billion Catholics in the world, and if they all say even one Hail Mary at any given time, then, you know, Mary has to deal with billions and billions of prayers. And there's no way Mary could deal with billions and billions of prayers. How could she even hear them all? And of course, the obvious answer there is, well, God facilitates this in whatever way we see fit. But they might say, well, but where do you even see evidence of this? Well, the very next verses from Revelation 5 deal with this. John says this, I, John, looked and I heard the voices of many angels who surrounded the thrones and the living creatures and the elders. And they were countless in number, and they cried out in a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and blessings. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and everything in the universe cry out, To the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessings and honor and glory and might forever and ever. And the four living creatures answered, Amen. So literally every creature, from the littlest worm to some random tiger in Nepal to a penguin in Antarctica to people in 15 different countries speaking 15 different tongues to potentially life on other planets, you know, everything in the universe, angels and powers and principalities, thrones, dominions, etc. He hears all of them all at the same time, and he's able to discerningly hear all of them in one voice, though they all speak different sounds and words and everything. Nevertheless, they're all able to shout out, and he is able to hear and interpret what it is that they are saying. Now, if he can do this, he is doing it through the power of God. But this is clear evidence in Scripture that God, in fact, can facilitate exactly this. And it is, again, one reason why prayer to the saints just makes sense.